off, it's okay because we're gonna have it here. Okay. Y'all have fun.
And then I just click the stop.
Yeah, you click stop.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna
kiss.
My name is Celine Salceda, SalemSaueceda. And I'm recording an interview with
Carissa Perez, CarissaPerez,
from Kingsville, Texas. The date is September 28, 2024, and we are conducting this interview at the John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M University, Kingsville, as part of the university's 2024 Tamaladas Festival. What do tamales mean to you, Carissa?
Family, like a closeness, togetherness, almost.
What special memories do you have with tamales? Do you have any special memories?
We try to make them every year around like Thanksgiving, Christmas season. So it's a way for everyone in the house to kind of get together and spend some time together and make, you know, good food.
So your family has any traditions of making tamales or eating them?
More recently, we started to make them, like I said, at home. Like, my mom will sort of like head the project and will help, you know, make assemble them all together.
Is there any particular person you can associate tamales with?
My mom. Also, my grandfather's wife used to help her make them sometimes as well, but more so now my mom, because she started to kind of get us into gear making them a few years ago, and we've done it every year since.
So you when do you eat tamales like the most?
In the holiday season, so like Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, we usually make enough that we can kind of keep them like throughout the winter months, almost.
Mm-hmm. How do you prepare tamales? Like, is there a special recipe?
Yes and no. We have a baseline recipe, but we haven't found like the perfect one for the masa, so we just kind of keep tweaking it every year to find out what works for us.
And who prepares the tamales?
So me, it's usually me, my mom, my sister. Sometimes my brother will help, but he usually, like, if we need more corn husks, he'll go to the store for us, or like he'll carry the pots and stuff. Usually whoever's in the house. So sometimes my sister's best friend will be there and she'll help us make them. So it's really, you know, family in the house, whoever's around that wants to help out.
And do you have a special place where you like to get the ingredients, or where do you usually get them?
There's this one shop in town in Kingsville that sells like a pre-made masa that we like to get sometimes, but most of the time we just make it from scratch. We get our stuff from H-E-B.
How do you serve the tamales, or what do you pair them with?
Usually the first batch we eat them by themselves, and then honestly I think we usually eat them by themselves. Like if it's around Christmas or New Year's, we'll have like other foods that we made with them, like maybe brisket, like the rice and beans and stuff, but usually they're by themselves.
What are your favorite kind of tamales and why?
I like the pork ones. Okay, this is gonna be a little weird. I like to eat them with ketchup. I know everyone tells me that's really weird. Some people do like it also, but I like the pork ones the most, for sure.
What's the most unusual tamal filling you've ever seen?
Ever? I remember when I first heard of the chicken and like cream cheese ones, it was a little weird for me, but after trying them I think they're pretty good, but I still think it's a little weird that I don't know how some people came up with that. I think that might be the weirdest one I've seen.
The dulces. Yeah. Well, I think that's all for today, and I think you're done with your interview.
Okay, cool. Thank you.